We begin with breaking news out of Gaza, where the Israeli military has launched strikes against several targets. The operation follows days of tension after the arrest of a senior Palestinian leader of the group Islamic Jihad. Yumna Al-Sayed joins us live now from Gaza. I believe she's on the phone. Yumna, what more can you tell us about this attack?
Yes, Emily. So, basically, the Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip in different locations just started suddenly, really. We know that we're in the middle of, tensions and threats and warning messages between the Palestinian side and the Israeli side, but we also know that there are strong mediations going on. And suddenly, Israeli strikes take place in actually different locations at the same time. There was a targeting in a Palestine tower in one of the residential, it's a residential building, in one of the residential apartments in that tower. It was targeted with a missile. And at the same time, there was a targeting in the northern part of the strip and in the southern part of the strip. Until now, we know that two people have died and other numbers have been injured. They have all arrived to Shifa. Al-Quds Brigade said that their northern commander, Taysir Al-Jabari, is the person who has been assassinated in that apartment targeting.
Yumna, we mentioned that this comes after the arrest of a senior Palestinian. Can you give us a context into what led up to this attack?
True. Last week, Bassam Saadi, who is also a leader in Islamic Jihad, was arrested in Jenin after the Israeli forces invaded the Jenin refugee camp and arrested Bassam Saadi. He was injured, as they said, and we've seen pictures of him. Islamic Jihad, since that time, has been asking for the immediate release of Bassam Saadi, but there was no response from the Israeli side until we know that the Israeli court said that they have extended his detention for another 8 days to complete his interrogation. Then Islamic Jihad put two conditions for the threats and warnings, as they said they are in high alert and ready for any escalation in case any danger is subjected to the life of Bassam Saadi, and also Khalil Awouda, who is another Islamic Jihad prisoner who is detained under administrative detention. He has been on hunger strike for over 146 days now, and his condition is severely dangerous. Islamic Jihad has put these two conditions as the conditions for the quietness and calmness to return between the Gaza fighting groups and Israel. We've seen the developing of the events where the Israeli side forced a closure on the Israeli cities in the southern that are adjacent to the Gaza Strip. There is a curfew there. People are not allowed to come in or out. The borders of the Gaza Strip, Kerem Abu Salem, and Erez checkpoint have been completely closed for 4 days now in a row, not allowing people, not allowing goods or any materials to enter the Gaza Strip. And mediations were taking place through these days to not escalate the conditions further, so that we do not find ourselves in another round of escalation between the Israeli forces and the Palestinian fighting group until these strikes have suddenly erupted.
Yumna, we've been looking at some pictures of people on the ground there, clearly angry and distressed. What's the mood like? What has the mood been like over the last couple of days, and what's it like at the moment in Gaza?
In the past couple of days, as we have been witnessing the closure of the crossings and knowing that the power, the Sol power plant in Gaza, might actually shut down if fuel is not entered in the coming hours or the coming days. We were very surprised that today they allowed trucks of fuel, about four trucks of fuel, to enter to enter through the Kerem Abu Salem crossing, just for the power plant to stay running. And this was considered a very optimistic move. We thought that this is the beginning of a calmness. The people here in Gaza now know that the beginning of such raids and assassination, the strategy of assassination that Israel implements with leaders of the Palestinian fighting groups, very much is a dangerous strategy that might actually cause a wider, complicated escalation that might even take days now.
No doubt we'll cross back to you as things develop. That was Yumna Al-Sayed on the phone there for us, live from Gaza.